Good morning, everyone. It's time to say good morning to Josh Benega, Black Barrel Veteran Service Officer. That's Info on the Air. How you doing this morning there, Josh?
Blown away.
Yeah, recovered from the windy weekend.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Gave your snowblower a workout again, no doubt.
One heck of a workout.
Yeah, that's good. I see you got some extra muscles, good big guns there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you and me both. So, yeah. That's radio. We get away with that kind of thing.
You know, somebody made a comment about my arms one time, and another guy goes, well, if you know his dad, you know where he got him.
Yeah. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course, today we're saluting Corporal Leroy Otto Johannes Rocco. Thanks to Cindy Heinrich for requesting this. Sir Father. Leroy was born on February 1st, 1922 in Bellingham, passed away on February 13th, 1995. February 28th, 1948, he married Gertrude Dallin, and four children were born, Roger, Debbie, Cindy, and Sandy. He entered active duty on January 17th, 1945 at Fort Snelling in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged almost 2 years later on December 10th, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a construction equipment mechanic with Company A of the 802nd Engineer Battalion. He served overseas during the Pacific Theater, and some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Ribbon, the World War II Victory Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle, one overseas service bar, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Leroy, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right, very good. Well, we always salute all the veterans.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right.
We are closed today, and we are going to be closed Tuesday through Thursday as well. I'll be at a retreat in Victoria for the Minnesota CVSO Association.
Getting an education.
Getting educated and getting some planning done, some strategic planning. So.
All right. Well, speaking of education and brains, that leads us into our topic here.
Brains.
Today. Veterans' brains.
Yeah, a press release came out last Friday, written by Jeff Stouffer from the American Legion's website. Discusses how veterans are pledging to donate their brains for concussion and traumatic brain injury research. Excuse me. In less than 4 weeks following distribution of the January 2020 American Legion magazine, no fewer than 333 veteran and military brains have been pledged for research through the Concussion Legacy Foundation. The online portal to pledge one's brain can be found at www.concussionfoundation.org. The January magazine cover story, Wanted, Your Brain, explored the need for donated brains to advance research to help veterans with traumatic brain injuries and athletes with chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
I think that's close.
Close enough.
Yeah.
or CTE to be more for more brevity. The research led by Dr. Ann McKee of VA and Boston University depends on commitments from veterans, former athletes, and others to the VA-BU-CLF Brain Bank, which has studied and influenced changes in football and other sports to reduce concussions and is advancing science regarding brains of those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces as well. McKee explains her work that and the importance of donated brains in a video recorded during an October interview for the magazine article at the Brain Bank attached to the Jamaica Plain campus of the VA Boston healthcare system. Since the American Legion magazine article was published, the number of weekly brain pledges for members of the military has increased by 16-fold. They've had more military pledges in the last month than they had in the previous year. Chris Nowinski, co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation and author of Head Games. A former pro wrestler and college football player said the key to prevention and treatment is research, which means brains. We can never have enough brain pledges, so we hope they continue. Nowinski himself battled with the effects of repeated concussions after his wrestling career ended in 2003. And he says, brain donations are a critical driver of new discoveries about TBI, post-traumatic stress disorder, and CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, something like that. The more pledges we have, the faster the brains are donated, the faster we'll have better treatments for those suffering. The original article is now online and is the first in a series titled Mysteries of the Mind. You know, Friday I received my February American Legion magazine, and they had part two in the Mysteries of the Mind. So haven't had a chance to read it yet, but looking forward to.
All right.
You can go to the legion.org website to learn more about this. You can also read the January and February Minnesota American Legion, or not Minnesota American Legion, just February's the American Legion magazine. And, of course, you can contact our office, and there's the Veterans Linkage line as well.
And the number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
Well, they can stop up and see you.
Yes.
But not today.
Not today, and not until Friday. Like I said, I'm going to be out of the office, but you can leave a voicemail at 598-3445. We're still located in the lower level of the courthouse.
It's kind of a snowy level.
Well, a little bit. Monday through Thursday, if you do need it, Tuesday through Thursday, if you do need to get a hold of somebody, there's the Chippewa County Veterans Service Office that he'd be willing to cover down, and his phone number is 320-269-6419. Otherwise, you can leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right. Well, it sounds good, and, of course, we'll be back on the air again 1 week from today, and you'll have even more stuff to tell us about after getting that education.
Yep. And the office is closed today due to Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Great man who did some great things.
I think all the offices in the courthouse are closed.
County offices are closed today. Yep.
All right, very good. All right, Josh, thanks much. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.